with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls what's going on in Nigeria a mass slaughter, adding that he will not stand for it.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria, and they have other countries very bad also. You know that. That part of the world, very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
The president says he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He's also warning that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. The Trump administration says new nuclear weapons tests will be explosion-free, no dreaded mushroom cloud.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright clarified President Trump's recent order for the U.S. to start testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. He told Fox News the tests will be system tests, not nuclear explosions. Wright's comments came after the president was coy late last week on whether he was actually ordering the resumption of explosive testing of nuclear weapons. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Airline passengers around the country are dealing with major flight delays and cancellations, and food aid for millions is threatened as a result of the government shutdown. At 34 days, the current closure is tied for the longest ever shutdown, and there's no end in sight. Senate Republicans insist the Democrats vote to reopen the government before negotiations take place on issues such as health care subsidies. Appearing on CBS's 60 Minutes, President Trump describes Democrats' demands as extortion and says he will not give in to it. Gaza health officials say Israel has handed over the bodies of 45 Palestinians. Nasser Hospital in Gaza received those bodies this morning. Dow futures trading higher. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans agree with the GOP on social issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 34% of adults think the Republican Party has the right policy on abortion. That's up from 31% 2 years ago. On LGBT questions, 35% of Americans say they agree with GOP policies, up from 29%. Support for the Republicans is also growing on issues such as the right to bear arms, crime, immigration, race, and health care. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Hawaii has ruled that the Food and Drug Administration violated the law by imposing restrictions on accessing mifepristone, a popular abortion drug. A lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union argues that the FDA is restricting access to a safe medication without scientific justification. ACLU lawyers asked the judge to find that the FDA violated the law but did not seek an immediate elimination of the restrictions. This is SRN News. The closest supermoon of the year, just around the corner.
It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come within just 222,000 miles of Earth. The change in the moon's size can be tough to discern with the naked eye. Supermoons happen a few times a year. A supermoon in October made the moon look somewhat larger. The last supermoon of the year will rise in December. Keith Peters, Washington.
Warren Buffett's company's profits improved 17% thanks to a relatively mild hurricane season and more paper investment gains this year as Berkshire Hathaway continues preparing for the legendary 95-year-old investor to relinquish the CEO title that in January. More details at srnnews.com.